Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Are the legislators really going home soon? Finally? Maybe? Well, getting a two-year budget for the period that began July 1st is one thing that the legislature really has to do before it goes home. And once the budget passes and is signed by the governor, everything else could wait until next year, at least theoretically. Actually, there are many unfinished agendas that could be competing for attention at the time the budget passes or has passed. Dealing with them can still take days and maybe even weeks. The scrambling might make for messy business. Remember that old maxim attributed to the German Prime Minister Otto von Bismarck, quote, "Laws are like sausages. It is better not to see them made." And Winston Churchill put it a different way. He said, "It has been said that democracy is the worst form of government, except all the others that have been tried." Well, not everyone is so put off by the messy way representative government works. For instance, the late UNC System Vice President Jay Robinson, who is my mentor, he loved the give and take, and he liked it best in the hectic times during the last days of each legislative session when so many matters are finally settled. He put it this way, quote, "Oh, it's terrible. Everybody is telling lies, putting a knife in other people's backs, running around and scrambling for the last dollar. It is just awful." Unquote. Then Jay Robinson would look up and smile and say, "But that is when I like it the best." Well, as long as the legislature stays in session, it does have the power to change just about anything as far as state government is concerned. It can raise or lower taxes. It can abolish government offices and on and on and on. And all at the same time, it looks over the shoulders of every state government official while it's in session. And so the government officials, understandably, sometimes defer making difficult and controversial decisions until after the legislature goes home. And it's not just government officials who suffer from a long legislative session. Every citizen is affected by the uncertainty that accompanies an ongoing legislative session. In the old days, people used to say that, quote, "No one's property is safe while the legislature is in session." But that worry has not kept North Carolina's legislature from gradually, over the years, lengthening the time that their members spend in Raleigh. The current session, for instance, seems destined to last into the fall season and even beyond should the governor veto the budget. Arguably, we already have a full-time legislature. But there are good reasons to try to retain or get back that part-time assembly. With a citizen legislature, we stand a better chance of avoiding the creation of a class of people who look to the legislature as a place to work rather than as a place to perform public service. I like it better when they are home. This is D.G. Martin.